The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Investment advice offered through Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. Welcome to the Financial Focus Radio Show with your hosts, Tyler Simonis and Josh Finelli. Join us as we discuss markets, bring transparency to issues within the financial services industry, and bring honest, thoughtful analysis every week.
Good morning, everybody out there in Radio Land. Thank you for joining us on Financial Focus Radio. My name is said Tyler Simonis. That guy over there, he is Josh Finelli. And we are partners at Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management here in the beautiful Pacific Northwest. It was quite the exciting week of weather last week in the Central Oregon region with 80 degrees on one day. And the next day or day and a half later, we had 5 inches of snow. I guess that's spring in Central Oregon. So if you're new to Central Oregon, that's how it is every year. So maybe you might want to consider going back to where you came. No, I'm just kidding. So I am back from the great I went and visited our friends in Mexico last week. Had to make sure all the spring breakers were behaving, and I was the marshal of spring break in Cabo San Lucas, and I made sure they all were on their best behavior. If you want to be part of the show, give us a call, 877-670-7117, or you can always email us by going to our website, northwestquadrantwealth.com. I had to actually make sure my son was on his best behavior, and I was able to wrestle some Dorado out of the Sea of Cortez. So it was a good trip, had by all. All right, let's talk about the week that was. Oh, actually, I have to bring this up. Next weekend, Mr. Finelli, our resident millennial, starts his coaching career. He's going to be following in the footsteps of Pep Guardiola at Man City. And he's coaching the Park and Rec 4-year-old Rec Soccer League, and I cannot wait to go to those games and see Josh trying to wrangle 4-year-olds. But it's the beginning of his soccer coaching career.
Champions in waiting.
That's right. All right, let's talk about the week that was in the capital markets. U.S. stocks, as measured by the S&P 500, traded down a little over 1%. So we had certainly some volatility last week, and it was to the downside. U.S. small cap stocks was where we really saw some selling.
First 2% down in a day we've gotten, gosh, like over a year.
Week, you mean?
No, first 2% down day. Well, that we had on Tuesday or what was it?
Oh, you mean for the market?
Yeah.
Yeah. U.S. small cap stocks on the week were down almost 3%. International developed markets, so I think Japan and developed Europe, they traded down about 1.2%. The outperformance came, actually, believe it or not, from the emerging markets. Emerging markets traded up by about 0.5%. In the bond markets and the interest rate complex, the aggregate bond index, so sort of the total market for the bond market, was down a little over 1% from a price perspective, which meant yields were higher last week. The yield on a six-month treasury is 5.3%. A one-year treasury is 5.06. The 10-year is now 4.38, so we're creeping back up towards that 4.5% range. It wouldn't be surprised me at all if at some point we got to 5%. And a 30-year yields 4.54%. So we're still not, our yield curve still has not uninverted. We're still not in a normalized yield curve environment, which is crazy to think how long the yield curve has been inverted. Gold traded up sharply 3% at $23.44 an ounce, and oil was 4.5% higher at $86.75 a barrel. So oil is headed towards the old big triple digit mark. We'll see if we get there, but oil sort of crept higher without much fanfare. We'll see what happens going forward with the price of oil.
Time to release some more barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Well, you know that's what's going to happen, because guess what? It's an election year. They haven't even filled the thing back up.
Well, they canceled that plan based on prevailing market prices.
So the big news last week, of course, was the March jobs report. The U.S. economy added 303,000 jobs last month, which was well above the estimates for 200,000 jobs. The unemployment rate also fell to 3.8% from 3.9%, even though the labor force participation rate increased, which usually when that happens, unemployment ticks up. But I guess enough jobs were added that that didn't happen. Wages also rose 0.3% in the month, and on a year-over-year basis were 4.1% higher than a year ago. So, you know, what the reality is of the market is the market now, market participants are really going to be focused on next week's inflation report. So we get the CPI report next week, and the markets are going to be hyper-focused on that because obviously, you know, with a really strong labor market that continues to chug along, I think to surprise everybody, the next sort of data point that the market is really going to be focused on is that inflation print and what it looks like because Josh and I don't want to dance on anybody's grave here, but we've definitely been right about sort of us thinking that inflation isn't going away anytime soon, and it's not going away easily.
There's absolutely no predicate for rate cuts at this point. We're 28 months with sub 4% unemployment. Payroll gains are like close to 275,000 a month since year to date. Wage gains above 4%, inflation's flatlining, you know, more a double target on the core PCE.
Tough
to justify rate cuts.
It's very clear to us, at least, you know, they don't ask us, but it's very clear to Josh and I that the Fed is still a long ways away from being done with their inflation fight. Here's my take, and Josh can give you his in a second, but I think that the Fed there is more likely to raise interest rates in 2024 than they are to cut interest rates. I know that Jerome Powell would love to be able to cut, but if the Fed cuts, they're going to have way bigger of an inflation problem than they had before, and it'll be much stickier and much harder to deal with. So when you look at the economic activity in the United States, you look at markets at all-time highs, to me, you know, if you go back in my lifetime, I'm 47 years old, in an environment like we're seeing right now, the Fed would be hiking interest rates, not cutting interest rates. And so the last 15 years since the global financial crisis, that interest rate environment was very abnormal. Abnormal in terms of like 200 years of interest rate cycles. And so the environment we are in right now, rates are lower today than they were in the late 90s when GDP was growing like gangbusters and the stock market was growing like gangbusters. Rates, the Fed funds rate was closer to 6%. And so we are not restrictive. Interest rate policy in the United States is not restrictive. What's going on in the U.S. economy is evidence of that. And so the Fed, to me, should really focus on taming inflation, which means more hikes. Definitely no cuts. That, to me, is crazy.
I think that with bonds selling off and gold 15% higher, that's like all you really need to know about
First of all, do you think that the Fed can cut this year?
I think that they will, just because Powell obviously has a pretty dovish bias, and you know, market expectations have shifted entirely to cuts in September now, and May is evaporating.
But why do you think they're gonna cut?
Well, because he's telegraphing a cut, right? I mean, he said as much this week.
But they're still data dependent, and so they. Based on last year, they would have cut by now. What he said last year, they would have cut by now.
I agree. It's tough.
The data keeps rolling in. They can't cut.
The closer you get to an election, the more politicized the cut becomes. I feel like he backed himself into a corner starting in December, and you know the data.
But remember when they said transitory?
The data to me is going to continue to surprise to the upside, especially as it relates to jobs and.
Yeah, and so in that environment, I don't know how they cut. So I guess the moral of this story, though, the higher for longer narrative is here to stay. I mean, I think that so many people out there think of the interest rate complex over the last 15 years as normal and what that meant for risk assets like houses and stocks and all the risk assets. You need to get over that. The interest rate environment now is more normal. It's still low in the history of the United States. When you look at interest rates, we're still relatively low. And I know for a lot of you millennials especially, you're like, how can you say interest rates are low? Well, look at the history of interest rates in the United States and you'll realize that interest rates here where they are now is still low. Ask somebody that's 65 years old that bought a house in 1982. They paid 18% on their mortgage. So 7%, they're not going to cry a river for you.
What seems especially obvious is if rates get cut, then the housing market is primed to absolutely explode.
Yeah, and guess what? Inflation is
that feedback loop back to shelter inflation, not a good look. So
So the Fed's not stupid. They know that, right? Hopefully.
Yeah.
All right. If you want to be part of the show, give us a call, 877-670-7117. Or you can always email us by going to our website, northwestquadrantwealth.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about investing when you're in your mid-career accumulation phase of your life. So think 40s and 50. What investing in that part of your life should look like, because we don't ever talk about that group. And that's the group I'm in. So stick around.
Get your free one-hour retirement review. Meet with a Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management Investment Advisor today for free. It's our offer to you as a listener to the show. Give us a call today to schedule your portfolio review. 800-743-0988. Again, 800-743-0988. Business should have the best. DL Drury Custom Woodworks can make that happen. Dick Robertson, owner of General Duffy's, chose DL Drury to remodel some of his business properties. What was the process like?
I didn't know what I wanted, and so Denny and Leanne came out, measured, we talked about it. I had a designer. She gave them some ideas on what she was looking for, and then we just trusted the people at DL Drury to do their best. They always have for us. This is the third business that I've had them build my cabinets for. It's about 15 feet long. It's bar height, and we use a knotty hickory. You know, it's absolutely gorgeous in every respect. Love it. I didn't even think about Lowe's, Home Depot, or any of the other cabinet makers.
For your home or business, DL Drury Custom Woodworks, online at dldrury.com. That's D-R-U-R-Y, DL Drury, CCB number 43548.
Hiya, this is Christy from the Cosmic Depot. It is that time of year when I unpack all of the incredible goodies I just went and traded for. I got us hunks of tourmaline and rose quartz, equal measure. I found yummy, yummy AAA moonstone rings and pendants and earrings to match that made me sing out loud as I picked the ones coming home to us. You see, after 30 years of running the Cosmic Depot, working towards finding something sacred for you and those you love, this isn't just a job, it's my life's work. It is my pride and joy to provide the most wonderful, shiny, lovely, thoughtful gifts I can lay my hands on for you. To say I care is an understatement. I live for this. The draping of Cosmic Depot in glitter and glory and beauty that I found for us, and what an honor and a pleasure it is, Central Oregon. Join us 7 days a week from 10 to 6 at 342 Northeast Clay in Bend at the Cosmic Depot and see what's in store today.
Looking for your own place without breaking the bank? Your search is over. Wild Horse Mesa in Prineville offers your choice of 2- and 3-bedroom affordable apartments. This brand new community boasts high-end finishes, air conditioning, washers and dryers, and a private patio or deck. Meet new neighbors in your Central Oregon oasis at the pool, fitness center, or club room. Wild Horse Mesa has every comfort of home in a brand new package. Google Wild Horse Mesa for details. Professionally managed by Norris and Stevens.
Did you know one of the best investments you can make? It's in yourself. At My Computer Career, in just a few months, you could start your new career in the high-demand, recession-resistant field of information technology. Isn't it time you invest in you and start a career in networking, cybersecurity, AI, or upskill to boost your current IT career? So, get the ROI you deserve at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Start now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Connect to the Financial Focus radio show on YouTube or iTunes. Listen to past shows, get our bi-weekly e-news, and keep up to date on the market. You can also sign up for our e-newsletter on our website, northwestquadrantwealth.com. Let's get back to the show.
If you'd like to sign up for a free retirement review, one of us will give you an hour of our time to talk about anything in your financial life. So if you have at least $500,000 of investable assets, you can call our office to get one of those scheduled. The number here is 800-743-0988. 0988, or you can always email us by going to our website, northwestquadrant.com, and Kelly will give you a call and get you on our calendar. So this falls under the, this comes from the Tax Foundation. This falls under the title of make sure you understand what you're actually paying in taxes before you worry about complaining about taxes. Because everybody, I feel like, should be paying some taxes, right? Because you benefit, right? There are lots of things we enjoy in this country, like safety, property rights, roads, all these things. So the top 1% of income earners in the United States made 26% of the total income in 2022. That same group, so 1% of Americans, paid almost half of the total income taxes, and their average tax rate was only 26%. So people talk about these ridiculous tax rates. But the bottom 50% of income earners made 10% of the total income in the United States and paid, ready for this, 2% of the total income taxes, and their average tax rate was 3%. So, you know, lots of people vote based on this, yet it's like, wait a second, you aren't paying a lot in taxes, so maybe you should rethink that. And complaining about paying, you know, the reality is a lot of you are not paying the taxes that you think you are. You're doing it in absolute dollar terms.
We're now well over the 50% threshold, too, in terms of over 50% of people don't pay any federal income tax.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying is, like, make sure you understand that.
Come a long way since Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
I remember.
Poor Mitt.
That was like an unelectable comment.
Well, not anymore. Not after Donald Trump came along. Now that's nobody
no,
cares.
No, totally. I know. But, it's crazy how much the discourse has shifted.
But Mitt Romney wasn't made for camera phones. There's a lot of politicians that weren't made for camera phones. Poor Mitt.
Yeah,
that didn't go over well. I remember watching that and cringing and being like, ooh, Mitt. He was right, but
Bain Capital guy that speaks French is definitely not getting elected in 2024.
And I bring this up also. It's along the same, you know, we have obviously a huge debt problem here in the United States, $34 trillion and counting, and it's going fast. And this is from Buffett. He says, "I could end the deficit in 5 minutes. You just pass a law that says that anytime there's a deficit of more than 3% of GDP, all sitting members of Congress are ineligible for re-election. His proposal, though delivered with a chuckle, carried an undeniable logic. By lawmakers tying lawmakers' political futures to the nation's fiscal health, they would have very powerful incentives to rein in spending and balance the budget." These people in Congress obviously aren't there for the money. They're giant egomaniacs. And, you know, I know that a lot of them would say they're there for their constituents, but come on, give me a break. And so they care more about themselves than almost anything. And not being able to be reelected would carry very powerful incentives for them to change how they behave.
I liked our recent proposal better of requiring all members of Congress to hold all their wealth in treasuries.
You could do both.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So let's talk about investing in for you, all of you mid-career accumulators. So people in your 40s and 50s, right? So when you're Josh's age or younger, you just put your head down and save as much as you can. And you know, as long as you're buying low-cost, high-quality index funds, you can be relatively aggressive and own high percentage of your money in stocks and just keep accumulating that money. And you don't care what the market does because you know in 30 years it'll be significantly higher. But for those of you that are getting closer and starting to think about retirement, it is funny at 47 how I think about it a lot more than I did even at 45 or 42. So the first one is, and this is a lot of you, you know, because you have high school age kids, balance college funding with other goals. So a lot of people in the 40, you know, if you have kids in high school or younger, they focus really on saving as much money as they can for college. They put more money in college than in retirement accounts. And that's a giant no-no. I mean, you know, there's a lot of ways to get through college. There's, you know, when my son started applying for colleges, I couldn't believe the options available to people out there. And so you cannot forego saving for retirement, right? Because you don't get those years back. You need those years of compounding. So do not forego your retirement saving to fund Johnny and Susie's college savings plan, because I get it. Like, my daughter's looking at schools that are $80,000 bucks a year, but you know, if you use all that money and you better hope Johnny or Susie gets a real good job, because you're gonna have to move in with them if you don't have enough saved for retirement. This is the next thing is you need to start thinking about maybe protecting what you have. So many people, they're still buying in the 40s and 50s, they're still buying individual securities or investing in crypto or all of these sort of esoteric things. And I would say, you know, you really need to focus on singles and doubles. Stop thinking about hitting home runs. Stop thinking about trying to, you just want to get closer to market like returns and maybe even with a little bit less volatility. And so, you know, you really need to, because your time for do-overs is over, right? In your 20s, you can put it all on black and miss and get it wrong. And you still have time to get it right and fix that. But in your 40s and 50s, you really don't have time to make up for mistakes. So make sure your investment strategy, there's some protection involved in there. And I'm not saying like you have to be boring. And I mean, I have all, you know, a giant chunk of my assets in equities and stocks, but you know, they're not stocks that are going to go zero because they're indexes.
To me, this one is a pretty powerful argument for having a more conservative taxable account, especially with treasuries, and you can get that state tax-free interest. And if you, you know, lose your job in this stage of your life, you're definitely going to need that liquidity.
This is another one, and this is for everybody, Josh's generation too, because I know they're known for it. Combat lifestyle creep and step up your savings. So, you know, most people, when they get in their 40s and 50s, those are their highest earning years, right? When you get in your 54, I think, is the average highest earning year. Are we boring you over there, Mr. Finelli? He's yawning away. So, you know, so instead of increasing your lifestyle, which is what most Americans are doing these days, buy bigger houses, bigger cars, bigger boats, blah, blah, blah. You need to keep your lifestyle the same. So avoid the lifestyle creep. Fight it. I know that when you want to keep up with the Joneses, guess what? They're not saving as much. So save that money instead, increase your savings. And like Josh said, increase it in your taxable investment accounts. So you have access to a pile of money that has a much lower tax rate. So avoid that lifestyle creep.
We see lots of poor saps with high incomes that are very stuck on that.
Are married to the income, right?
Hedonistic treadmill, and they're getting dialed up to speed 11.
So you need to start to de-risk your portfolio. So if you're especially in your 50s, late 50s, you need to start thinking about adding some fixed income, adding some things in your portfolio with lower volatility. And then this other one, last one, is an important one. Don't assume a bigger portfolio means it needs to be more complex. So people start to get, you know, 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, that they start to think, oh, well, I need more complexity. I need to go see one of these big firms like Merrill Lynch. Stick to simple asset allocation using low-cost index investments. Just because you have a bigger portfolio does not mean it needs to be more complex. The more complex you make it, the more in fees you're paying, and that's a guarantee. All right, if you want to sign up for our e-newsletter, Josh and I do a short video in the middle and end of every month where we talk about what's going on in the markets and how that affects your money. Go to our website, northwestquadrantwealth.com. Little box will pop up and you can put your info in there and we will send you the e-news. When we come back, we'll tackle some of your email questions, so stick around.
Sign up for our e-news today. Get the latest thoughts on the market every other week from Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management delivered right to your inbox. The short 5 to 6 minute video helps you keep up with the market. You can always watch past videos on YouTube or on northwestquadrantwealth.com.
Traffic, the most weather. FM 100.1 is News Talk 1110, KBND, Bend.
Looking for a great deal on a John Deere compact tractor? Don't miss this special offer. Right now, Pape Machinery is blowing out select model year 2023 inventory at dealer cost. Pick up a brand new John Deere compact utility tractor and start transforming your property today. We also have great pricing on hundreds of in-stock implements. Conveniently located on Caddy Way off Empire, just behind Hooker Creek Rentals in Bend. Come see us today. Offer valid through April 30th, 2024. Financing add-ons, delivery, and implements can increase total price. See dealer for complete details.
The home of your dreams should have the best. D.L. Drury Custom Woodworks can make that happen. Robert and Susan Agley chose D.L. Drury to remodel their kitchen.
Anybody can put in cabinets, but I guarantee if you're doing a remodel, there's going to be problems. And you want someone who is instantly responsive to that. That's what's important.
I would recommend them. The quality, the number of styles that we could come up with Leanne, she was so helpful.
This is a waste and recycle cabinet, and it's a pull-out, and it's hands-free. So I just touch it with my knee, and the thing slides out. It made me crazy every time I used a sink. Your hands are dirty, they're filled with garbage, and what do you have to do? Reach under the cabinet and throw your stuff out. So when I saw this, I just went nuts. You know, whatever we do, we got to build it into the house.
D.L. Drury Custom Woodworks, online at dldrury.com. That's D-R-U-R-Y, D.L. Drury, CCB number 43548.
Tune in to KBND every other Monday for Experts on the 20s at 6:20 and 8:20 a.m. Business tips on tax, assurance, retirement planning, and more. Kernit Stokes and Bend has been serving Oregon businesses for more than 75 years.
When I see you at your best out there in the world, operating with kindness and respect, I am so, so proud of you. And when you come into the Cosmic Depot, looking for the tools you need to show up present with a full and gracious heart, I am so, so grateful for you. I do my best to have all the bits you might need to assist you in your enlightened journey through life. The Cosmic Depot is your spiritual bodega with herbs like lavender and lemon balm that you need to brew a tea or draw an herbal bath. The Cosmic Depot has candles, incense, and natural stone specimens like fresh, radiant quartz that we are unpacking currently. Cosmic carries over 100 fragrance and essential oils. Everything is selected gratefully and hand-picked by me for you. The Cosmic Depot is your original hometown purveyor of all things cosmic. Open daily from 10 to 6 at 342 Northeast Clay in Bend.
KBND, Deschutes, Crook, and Jefferson News every morning. Only on FM News 100 and 1110 KBND.
Hunting for a new place to live in Bend? Want amenities like a modern kitchen, attached garage, washer-dryer? Put Alpine Meadows Townhomes on your list of places to see. Alpine Meadows Townhomes, quiet and affordable. With 1, 2, or 3-bedroom floor plans, you'll find the space you want and call it home. Alpine Meadows Townhomes. See them online, then call for a personal showing. 541-330-0719. Conveniently located on Northeast 6th in Bend.
When you think about family and home, hopefully it brings back some wonderful memories. That's what Mountain Glen Apartments are all about, making new memories for your family. When you call Mountain Glen home, you'll enjoy a modern designer kitchen with plenty of counter space and storage. Choose from 1, 2, or 3-bedroom homes on the corner of Butler Market and Boyd Acres Road. Mountain Glen, where memories are made. Find them online, Mountain Glen Apartments. Then call for a personal showing, 541-383-9313.
You're listening to Financial Focus Radio Show, where you get honest and actionable advice every week from the partners at Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management. Remember, you can always listen to past shows on iTunes or find us on northwestquadrantwealth.com.
Welcome back to Financial Focus Radio. Thanks for joining us. If you want to be part of the show, you have a question or comment, give us a call, 877-670-7117, or you can always email us, northwestquadrantwealth.com. So, there are a lot of things in the market right now that are sort of flashing bearish, meaning you should be bearish, even though there's a lot of bullish sentiment in the market. And one of them is the yield on the S&P 500. And so the yield on the S&P 500 has moved down to 1.3%. That's the lowest we've seen almost since, you know, well, the lowest we saw was early 2000. So January of 2000, the yield in the S&P hit 1.1%. And then we know what happened 2 months later, the market rolled over. And so the reason the yield on the S&P is lower is because the price of the S&P has gone up so much, giving it an effective low yield if you were to purchase it today. And so this is one of those things. We're not bearish for the stock market long term. We just know that the market needs a breather and probably a reset and a correction for it to be healthy. Remember, when we get a correction, all of the weak hands sell to the strong hands in the market. The shares of stocks are in held by people that are long-term holders. And so volatility is not the end of the world. It is healthy for markets. Corrections are healthy for markets. Just like Jerome Powell, guess what? Recessions are healthy for a capitalistic free market society. They are actually really important. You just apparently want to keep all the zombie businesses around forever.
You just definitely get the sense that sentiment's pretty precarious, and continuation of this week, script would flip pretty quick.
And then the other thing I wanted to bring up for all of the cult Tesla holders. So the average price of a used Tesla has declined for the 20th month in a row, moving from a record high of $68,000 in July of 2022 to a record low of $31,000 today. That's a 54% decline. And so when I looked at the, you know, stocks, car companies last year, the performance. So Toyota Motors over the last trailing 12 months from Friday, Toyota stock is up 71%. Tesla stock is down 24%. And so this is what we talked about the whole time. Like, we was like, wait a second, look at the amount of cars Toyota makes relative to the amount of cars Tesla makes. But Tesla has the market cap that's the fourth biggest in the United States. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Toyota is much better at making cars than Tesla is. And so they're going to figure out this electric car thing and you know, the hybrid thing, which is what they have. And, you know, the sales of electric, pure electric cars has fallen off a cliff. Drive around and look at them on lots. And Tesla doesn't have hybrid. Guess what? Toyota has hybrids, and they have probably some of the best in the world.
I had a great stat from Twitter I didn't share with you, but with respect to Toyota, last month, Toyota and Lexus captured 30% of the car industry's total new vehicle gross margin. So if every dollar the entire car industry earns, Toyota makes 30% of it.
Yeah. And so, you know, it was crazy to us when you looked at the size of Toyota in the marketplace relative to Tesla. It was like, this doesn't make any sense. And now it's all... I'm happy about this. And the reason I'm happy about this is not because I want to dance on the grave of people that own Tesla. It's because the market, I was so worried that the indexing was ruining the market. But, you know, the market is punishing the companies that aren't doing well, like Apple, like Tesla. And so, you know, we've seen those two stocks roll over as, you know, their business performance is rolling over. So, all right, let's tackle some email questions. This comes from Jack M. in Redmond. Hopefully you know who I'm talking about, Jack. Josh, you can answer this one. I constantly read about the need to rebalance, and he puts rebalance in quotes, portfolios each year or more to make sure they have a specific distribution of stocks, bonds, and cash. However, selling stocks can create capital gains that will be taxed. An advisor rebalanced my portfolio, and the result for me was an increase in capital gains taxes and an increase in my Medicare premiums. The extra taxes and costs to me seem to outweigh the benefits of hitting an exact asset target. Can extra taxes and Medicare costs be avoided while rebalancing?
Yeah. You know, we are very prudent with respect to rebalancing on taxable accounts.
Do you think this guy's advisor like didn't think about the fact that it was a taxable account?
I don't know, but that's definitely, you know, if you're trying to rebalance your account and you've got cash that you can contribute, you can always, you know, rebalance it functionally just by just making contributions toward that conservative fixed income side of your portfolio. We have a really tough time rebalancing in a taxable account just to sort of reduce risk. for most people, just because that's a decision that
you can't do it on a wholesale level. You have to do it like security by security, and you just can't say I'm going to rebalance this as if it's an IRA. I mean, this advisor, this is like the fact that they increase your Medicare premium. Like, what do you have an advisor for if they're making your life more complex?
If you're like rebalancing out of an index fund, to me, that's almost like a non-starter, just because the drawdown that you need to experience to justify the realizing that tax liability is pretty substantial. And so it's on an individual stock level, sure, maybe more justification there, but I would really treat rebalancing in a taxable account as very fundamentally different than if you were doing it in a retirement account.
Yeah, so Jack, you're 100% right. What happened in your situation where you had a bunch of capital gains to pay, and then your Medicare premiums went up, that's a brutal one too. Outperformance or potentially lower risk that you're going to get from that rebalance, no way it outweighs what you had to pay in taxes. And so this is one of those things where Josh and I rebalance accounts, but you know, when we look at our taxable investment accounts, we take into account the tax situation above everything else when it comes to making those trades, because it's like, you know, whenever we're talking to clients about distributions or any rebalance, we never wholesale rebalance our taxable accounts. That makes no sense. So Jack, yeah, this you probably need to find a new advisor, because that's a dangerous one. This one comes from Stephanie. Stephanie says, is investing in my HSA a smart tax investing strategy? What are the benefits of an HSA? So what Stephanie is talking about is a health savings account. In order to have a health savings account, you have to have a high deductible health insurance plan. What a high deductible health insurance plan means is that you have to pay a lot of money out of pocket until the insurance company starts to pay. In my case, I think, and Josh has the same plan, it's $13,500 before the insurance company pays. And so when they came up with these high deductible plans, they also came up with this thing called the health savings account that you could save money in. It's sort of like a Roth IRA. You get the tax deduction to make the contribution. The money grows tax-free. And if you take it out for health-related purposes, it comes out tax-free. So it's like, it's even better. It's triple tax benefit. And so Stephanie, the one thing I'll tell you about a health savings account, yes, they're great because you get to make a contribution and get the deduction like a traditional IRA, but it acts like a Roth IRA. You get the tax deferred growth, and like I said, when you take it out. So from a tax standpoint, they're awesome. What I would tell you, the biggest mistake most people make, 91% of people that make contributions to an HSA, health savings account, just leave it in a money market or a bank account. I will tell you, my health savings account is with a company called Lively. It's invested exactly the same as in the same ETFs that my retirement money is in, and I don't touch any of the money in my HSA. I'm leaving that money in there until I get to 65, and I'm gonna have another, you know, few $100,000 that I can use for healthcare related expenses, my Medicare premiums, all the stuff that is related to healthcare and retirement, and I can pay for it on a tax-free basis. So health savings accounts, Stephanie, are awesome. They're just not typically used properly. Usually, you know, people use them on an ongoing basis. I would tell you, Stephanie, if you have enough income to be able to pay your healthcare related expenses out of pocket, keep that health savings account growing, invest it like the rest of your money, like in your 401k, and then you'll have this big pot of money when you get to retirement to pay for healthcare related expenses in retirement. Health savings accounts are way underutilized, and they're awesome. I mean, it is for me, you know, every year I make the maximum contribution in January and invest that money, and it's proven to be a really good deal. And so for a lot of you high income earners, it is one of the few things you can get a tax benefit on in making the contribution. All right, if you'd like to take one of us up on a free retirement review, one of us will give you an hour of our time to talk about anything in your investing life. So if you have at least $500,000 of investable assets, call the office, get it scheduled, 800-743-0988, or go to our website, northwestquadrantwealth.com. Stick around.
Get your free one-hour retirement review. Meet with a Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management Investment Advisor today for free. It's our offer to you as a listener to the show. Give us a call today to schedule your portfolio review. 800-743-0988. Again, 800-743-0988.
Central Oregon locals, book your spring staycation at Sun River Resort and enjoy rates starting at $129 per night. Our Stay and Splash package offers unlimited fun at the year-round Cove Aquatic Center, and it comes with a $50 nightly credit to enjoy at our poolside restaurant, The Spotted Frog, and more. Availability is limited. Book now to revitalize in our Central Oregon natural splendor at sunriverresort.com/offers.
It goes by many names. Your place of refuge. Your castle. Your shelter from the storm. But most of us just call our house home, as in,
I'm hungry. I'm going home.
There's a community in Bend that offers the best of resort living. They are modern apartment homes with highly desirable amenities at Stonebriar. You want a cook's kitchen, spacious baths, and full-size washers and dryers? You'll find that at Stonebriar.
It sounds like the kind of place we'd love to come home to.
Stonebriar apartments are showing now, and the extras are fantastic. Two clubhouses, fitness centers, computer labs with free internet, big screen TVs, sparkling heated pools, billiards, covered parking, and small pets are welcome.
Ah, it sounds wonderful.
Take a tour and see it yourself. Located on Highway 20 near 27. Come home to Stonebriar. Call 541-330-5020. That's 330-5020.
Spring has sprung at Indian Head Casino. The green grass, the trees, the birds, the animals, and the cash.
Wait, what?
Win your part of $100,000 in cash and prizes with Indian Head Casino's Bloomin' Bucks Giveaway.
It's springtime again.
And every Friday and Saturday, win your share of $22,000 in our Spring into Cash Weekend.
But wait, there's even more ways to win.
Sundays and Mondays, it's Spring, Earn, and Get.
Earn 800 points, get a gift.
Mondays is Hero Day with cash, bonus slot play, plus special hero drawings. Tuesdays are Nifty 50 Tuesdays with rewards for those age 50 or better. Thursdays at Indian Head is Throwback Thursdays with hot seat drawings and cash prizes. So join us all month for our $100,000 Bloomin' Bucks giveaway with $22,000 spring into Cash Weekend.
Oh, yeah!
Indian Head Casino, where winners play.
You must be 21. Management reserves all rights. See the Players Club for details and dates.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Thank you for joining Financial Focus Radio Show. Honest, transparent analysis brought to you every week by Tyler Simonis and Josh Finelli. Call the show anytime at 877-670-7117. We'll try to answer your question on the air in the following weeks. Now, back to the team from Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management.
So, Josh, the Forbes list of the richest people in the world came out this week, and I was like, where's Finelli, Finelli, Finelli? You must have been 401.
Yeah.
Okay. So Forbes released their annual list of world's billionaires, and this it used to be Forbes 400 richest, and now it's the billionaire list, and so it's the longest the list has ever been, and this group of people is richer than they've ever been. So now in the world there are 141 more billionaires than there were last year. So there's 2,781 billionaires on the world. Their combined worth, total worth equals $14.2 trillion. That's up $2 trillion in 1 year. $1 trillion is a number that a human being can't comprehend. The top 20 on the list gained, of course, the most. They added $700 billion to their combined worth since 2023. The U.S. had a record 813 billionaires. That's the most of any country. Bernard Arnault, a French guy, is the richest guy in the world, believe it or not.
LVMH.
Yeah, his family with a net worth of $233 billion. He's the head of LVMH, which is a luxury fashion and cosmetics conglomerate in France.
My best hope is doing a Mackenzie Bezos or a...
divorcing a billionaire?
Yeah.
Well, you get is Colleen a billionaire, and I just don't know about it. Elon's the second richest person in the world, and number three is Jeff Bezos. But Jeff is recharacterizing his wealth quickly with yachts and houses because he has a new wife, and she seems to really like to live it up. So
Jeff is the best one of the bunch.
He's doing it right, yeah, is what you're saying. Right. Your boy Zuck isn't with his with his zinc oxide, and Zuck's buying most of the island of Kauai though. So
yeah,
that's some rare. I mean, when I was in Cabo, there were some. I would assume they were billionaires because these yachts that were down there were $300-400 million yachts. And
but number nine, Steve Ballmer, like. That guy also.
He didn't create anything. He's just in the right place at the right time.
And you're the ninth richest guy in the world.
Good for him.
That's unbelievable.
Charlie Munger, I think, said this. The first rule of compounding is never to interrupt it unnecessarily. And so Albert Einstein famously said the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest, because if you look at the math on compound interest, it's truly an amazing thing to see compound interest work. It's sort of like that book that Alice, I forget what her name was, wrote about Buffett called Snowball. And it talks about, you know, Buffett essentially started his pile of money at the top of a hill with a really small snowball, and it got to be this giant snowman. And so I'm looking at this chart that comes from Charlie Blow from Creative Planning, and it looks at the total returns of the S&P 500 over the last 10 years. So March 20th of 2014 to March 20th of 2024, the annualized return over that 10-year period of the S&P was 12.8% or 240% total. If you, in March of 2020, Josh, you remember what was happening in March of 2020?
I do.
The world was shutting down, right? COVID hit and the world was changing. And if you said, I can't take this, I'm going to cash, and sold in March of 2020 and stayed in cash, even with the higher returns of cash, your return goes to 3.1% annualized or 35% total return. So time in the market is the answer, not trying to time the market. There are always reasons in any given year to be out of the market. Remember a year ago, last March, when we had that banking crisis and there were lots of reasons to get out of the market, boy, you would have looked like a fool if you had done it, right? And so there's always a reason in any given year to be out of the market, but being in the market is how you win. Okay, so this is a popular segment, and so we do it almost weekly, but it's an important one, and I'll let Josh do this week's, but, you know, account consolidation. So too often, Josh and I, somebody will come in and do a free retirement review, and they'll have accounts all over the place. They'll have like old 401ks. They'll have two financial advisors. They'll have, you know, three banks. And so that is a disaster for a lot of different reasons. But this segment where we talk about account consolidation, investment account consolidation, is such an important one as it relates to financial planning for so many reasons. But Josh, please describe to our listening audience what we mean when we say account consolidation, but also importantly, the logistics of it, because that in-kind part of it is what so many people miss.
Yeah, and the in-kind portion is really only applicable for the most part to taxable accounts. And so if you've got your brokerage account at Charles Schwab,
you can do an in-kind IRA.
Yeah, you can. But for the most part, like I would say that people have this hesitancy to consolidate brokerage stuff because they don't realize that they can move it. And by brokerage stuff, I just mean it's sitting in a taxable account at various places, because they don't realize that they can move it without actually selling it. And so that's the hesitancy about consolidating it. Of course, you can consolidate stuff in a retirement account. Most 401ks are going to make you liquidate, move it to cash before you move it over. But is there really any benefit from keeping stuff in kind in a retirement side? I guess there is. It doesn't really matter a whole lot, but the taxable stuff is what's really relevant for account consolidation in kind, because you're not actually going to sell any of the things that you're moving. When you fill out that transfer form, you're just marking in kind on there. So it's going to move over. The cost basis in most cases will automatically come over and will be in your new consolidated account. So if you've got your Robinhood account, your Schwab, Charles Schwab account, your E-Trade account, put them all in one place for your own good. It saves you the administrative hassle of getting all of these different 1099Bs. And also you're able to better keep track of what you own. On the retirement side, you know, we see people that have 3, 4, 5 old 401ks. They've got that simple or that SEP IRA from the time they were self-employed. They've got a rollover IRA somewhere. You can consolidate all of that stuff in one place, and it will make both your life and, you know, in the case of older people, your executor or beneficiary's life significantly easier. It lets you keep track of what you actually own. And, you know, that in terms of investing is a very important consideration as well.
So, you know, the other thing is I would tell you is it gives you, you know, people, there's a lot of reasons people do it. They think like, oh, I don't want to keep all my eggs in one basket. They think of it as diversification. That's all nonsense. And so there's two ways you can go about consolidating your, you know, your investment accounts. And that is have a financial advisor, a fiduciary financial advisory firm like ours, Northwest Quadrant, have you, you know, you bring in the statements and they'll help you move it all to one place, or you can do it yourself. You can go to a place like Schwab or Fidelity or Vanguard, and they will help you do it. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you can do it at one of those places. If you want some help, you can have a financial advisor do it for you. But you know, it gives you a much – so the way I also think about it is like you can log into one place and see your whole financial life in one place. Think about how much easier that is. Think about the successor trustee of your trust, how much easier it is for that person to be able to log into one place to know where everything is. It gives you a complete picture of your investments. If your investments are scattered everywhere, how do you know what your asset allocation looks like? It's so much easier to build a proper asset allocation if all your money is in one place. A lot of times you're going to be reducing your fees. So like you think about there's custodial fees, you know, $40 a year, you know, $100 a year at different places. You can get rid of all those fees if you consolidate them into one place, because the more money you have at one place, the lower the fees are. And it just makes distributions a lot easier. It makes your required minimum distributions a lot easier. It makes figuring out where you're going to start to take your money from so much easier. You can consolidate, like you might have 3 traditional IRAs and 3 Roths. You can just have 1 traditional, 1 Roth. So consolidate, consolidate, consolidate. It makes your life and your executor of your estate much, much easier. All right. If you want to sign up for our e-newsletter, Josh and I do a short video in the middle and end of every month where we talk about what's going on in markets and how that affects your money. So go to our website, northwestquadrantwealth.com, and get added to the list. When we come back, we're going to talk about your safe money options, where you can be investing your safe money. Stick around.
Sign up for our e-news today. Get the latest thoughts on the market every other week from Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management, delivered right to your inbox. The short 5 to 6 minute video helps you keep up with the market. You can always watch past videos on northwestquadrantwealth.com.